Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's webinar brought to you by TCM World Foundation. I am Elaine, and I'm here with Grandmaster Lou. Master Lou, I must say that you created quite a flurry of interest last week when you talked about the power of Qigong. We had a lot of requests for emails and additional videos. So what do you think is the great attraction right now in society to this ancient practice?
Well, because people always want the new, that's one thing. And the second thing is, you know, Qigong, if you meet the right type of the Qigong when you practice, you will can have a physical benefit and immediately. So because everyone is looking for today what I can get, the quality, quantity, and the immediate result. So immediate result always attract many people, so because today most people doesn't have a patient, right? So they always want to have a good result. Because Qigong is a different type of the energy exercise, so often you will see many good results. You heard people say that, and you see the people do that. I mean, that's why now is more people looking for and the Qigong practice.
And you've often said that there are thousands of systems of Qigong practice. So I'd imagine that there are also many different types of Qigong instructors, Qigong masters. But for you, you've had already at least over a half a century of studying martial arts, Qigong, under very famous masters with impressive lineage. So what have you discovered to help our listeners today to find really good Qigong instructors?
Well, it's a good question, but I think it's a tough question because the China and American is a little bit different. So I only can say from my own personal experience, but what I see, you know, at American, I've been teaching for almost 25 years. I find it still difficult. Because the difficult it is, the difficult way is not the student side, difficult way is the master side. I give you some kind of the way what I understand, right? We should put a simple way. Like a student, it's easier. They can go to like a shopping, right? As of today, you can go to internet, you shopping, or you go to store, you shopping. So you go to school and the school. So you go to internet, you see the internet about the school. And then you shopping, that shopping the price, shopping how famous the master. You go there, you don't like it, and then you quit, and then you move to the different schools. But the master cannot move. So master have to stay there. Unless you never see the master go to school by school and steering the student, right? You only see the student go to school by school and steering the master. So how difficult is it for the master to find a good student? And definitely for the student to find a good master also difficult. But for master to find a good student is hundreds of times more difficult. So when the master see good student, wow, it's almost like a hot summer. Finally, someone give you your cool ice cream and air conditioner. Can you let it go? You can. It's great. But what makes the student so difficult? And what makes the student so unique? The someone intelligent, someone smart, but also someone has a good, deep understanding and the relationship. Because the Qigong is one type of the Chinese practice. So at the deep down, they are rooted into the Chinese culture. So in this culture for thousands of years, build up a lot of called the relationship, the master and the student's relationship. You can go to movies. You watch all of these kind of movies, grandmasters on the Kung Fu Pandas. You see that so many talk about the student and the master's relationship. You know, can you see how many masters have Ugui's eyes can see, and the panda is the future and the Kung Fu lawyers? Not many people can see, have that kind of eyes, right? So that's why it's very, very difficult. But however, as of today, we are all looking for the school. So I can give it a little bit of guiding and say from my experience in the Western way, how do we find the school? First things we go to find the school, I know everybody go to internet, right? They find the school with the names, famous masters, how many students, how big is the schools, and all of this, so on. Then they go to see the school and see what's the, how do they compare the school price. What do they can learn? Just like you go to the shopping center, try to buy the things, right? So it's a package deal. So how much it costs? And how long what I get to learn, and what I can learn, can you guarantee? There's so many these kind of questions people are going to ask it, and to the masters, to the schools. But one thing I can tell the people, so you can use all of these superficial things, which is how famous masters and how many students, but you have to understand one thing. And one of the most important things is every one of us is unique. Because every one of us is unique, then therefore good for someone else doesn't mean good for you. So you have to find some masters or some peoples can connect to you, or connect. So that have energy connect, has consciousness connect, or they are care about you. They want to teach you. Definitely, at here, I always tell people, first master or first teacher, whatever you call it, doesn't have to be famous. Real, it's not important. But the first one has to be understanding. Doesn't mean the famous. But it has to be understanding. Because the first one is a very, very important one. Because he or she will guide you on the right path. I think each one of the understand why I say that this, what is the Qigong? Qigong is a body, mind, spirit, the healing. Body, mind, spirit, the path. In this path, you will discover body, mind, spirit. So if a master doesn't have that kind of experience, or he or she only can guide you at the body level, then from body level, then you're stuck. And sometimes, once stuck, you never can go on continuous, because you can spend many, many years studying with something and end. You get something, but you go nowhere. Because what? The path is a dead end. I often, you know, hear the one of the very famous story, which is the first time my master always tell me, think of this whole concept. There's one of the students find one very unique stone. So he has to get a cup because he has to use this unique stone to make one of the statue. So beautiful, so good. He find the first one, masters, they can cut in the stone and help the, at the, do the basic foundation cut, or call the basic cutting. So the master is saying, will cost you $10,000. And they say, $10,000, you just give me the cup? No. Let me, you know, look around other place. Then he finds the other master. So tell the master, say, hey, the other guy say, $10,000. Oh, he said, no, 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 I can do much better. $5,000, would that be enough? I can help you, Carl. He said, my goodness, it's a 50% difference. That's a great deal. Let me shopping around. I might find the best deal. Then he's shopping around again. And they find the other guy. The other guy said, $5,000? No, don't worry about that. I give you $1,000. He said, that's something from $10,000 and it become $1,000. No way. There got to be have a better deal. Let me search around. He search around and he find the last one. And the one guy said, hey, you are stupid. You only need a $500. I can help you. 1, 2, 3. You can come immediately. I can cut the fund off you. Only $500. They say, that's a good deal, right? From $10,000 to $500. Great deal. So he paid the $500. Then the guy gave it the cut. After the cut, he take the rug and go back to the first master and say, see, you want to charge me $10,000. Look at me. I only need to spend $500. The master cry. He said, why you cry? It's a milestone. He say, you waste $1,000,000 because after cut, this stone never can create the best of itself. Because you cut the wrong way. This story is often tell us at the beginning who is your first teach, who will lead you. It's just like a cutting a stone. If they cut wrong, it's very difficult to repeat and very difficult to change. I think anyone have an experience, just like if you learning martial arts or you learning music, right? You learning the violin from the one teacher, and suddenly the teacher move out or different ways, then you try to move the other one. Each one has their own style, right? So then the other one wants you to change the style. How difficult to change? So that's why at the ancient time, and someone say you never teach it, some students already learned from different style because it's very difficult to change. That's the lesson to tell everyone. If you are looking for the master, how famous he or she is not very important. The most important that he or she understand is the journey to discover who you are. Mm. If that's the journey, they lead you or send you or guide you on this right path, then you will continue go on. That's always what they say. If we say Qigong is a body, mind, spirit, the journey. So almost like this journey and lead you to the top of the mountain. Think of this whole concept. Some system, Qigong system, is easy to learn, but they never can reach the top of the mountain because they will lead to the dead end. Stuck at there, never have a chance continue to the mountain journey. That's easy to learn, never get on. Some path is difficult to learn, but will difficult to get on the top of the mountain. It is a difficult path. If you find some system, they are difficult. But however, they will lead you to the top of the mountain. Some system is difficult to learn and easier and lead you to the mountain. And the other system is easy to learn and easy get in the mountain. So you can see just by that kind of concept that's already have four different kind of path. Then definitely, we always heard that when the student's ready, master will show up. It is true. Somehow it's true. It's based on who you are, where you are, how you are, and when you are. You will change. Your personality change. Or your desire change. You will find some master might connect with you. you will feeling he or she will love you. They love you is not want you pay the tuition. They love you, they want you discover the power, discover who you are. So therefore, when you go to the school, you go to there, you have to build this relationship. I know that's one of the most difficult things, and for the student, particularly at the Western society, student with a master's relationship. You heard so many different kind of bad story or good story, but doesn't matter what things that happens. The most important thing is he or she will teach you something and you earned to discover your life change. Often we go to church, we heard, right? You do what I say, not what I do. Sometimes you say, Master is not God. Master just teach. They are there to guide you, to share this wisdom and to you. So you have to open the mind to see, does he or she say is true? You have to experience. True, always true. Remember, one more very important thing is body never lie, which means your body always tell the truth. Your consciousness always tell the truth. Your gut always tell the truth. You have to learn how to listen to your gut. If Qigong practice doesn't help you develop your gut, your sensibility, then your practice is useless, because that type of the Qigong doesn't go too deep enough, cannot open up your sensibility. Good Qigong always can help you open up. When you open up, you'll be able to find the connections. Here, definitely, people say, why am I going to find the masters? I can go to internet, buy the videos. I can learn from video. Yes, there are many masters who learn from the videos. They go to internet, buy the videos, they learn, then after this, then they become master. They think, hey, that's a who knows. I'm going to use these videos, and then they change it a little bit. Then they start to teach it, then they call themselves a master. That's the other famous story I try to give you guys, so we'll be, you might have some ideas. Think we are going to find the master. It's like to go to the shopping center to see what if the master can do, right? So almost like you and the master can give you your apple. Look at this way. Look like a Qigong is an apple. So the master gotta be have an apple, right? Look at that angle. Now you go to find some master. They don't have an apple, but they have a picture holding the apple. Well, they have a picture of them stand in front of the apple farm. They took the picture. Just like today, so many people travel to the China, and then they practice morning at the park for free, and then they go to the some temples, pay a little bit of donation with the monk, and then get the pictures, and then they say, okay, I study with all these monks, and then they come back and become master. There are many people do that kind of thing. That'd be fine, too. You know, you just have to see that kind of people, that kind of master. They only have a picture. When you really study deep, they don't have an apple. They just have a picture of the apple. But some master has an apple. They spend many years of cultivation, many years of practice. Finally, he or she received the apple from their master. It's a generation to generation. That apple, it itself, it's the life, it's the spirit, it's the consciousness of the lineage. Now you study with this master. You want to say, Master, I want this apple. Can you give it to me? You better ask yourself. That's that apple represents the master's life. How much are you willing to give the life away for the truth, for the Tao, for the Qigong? if you are not ready, how can you ask a master give his or her life to you? Right? So if you can meet some master has apple, you will be very lucky. But that's not high enough, right? They only have one apple. But if you're lucky enough, you might find the one master, they are not just give you an apple. They will give you an apple trees. They will teach you how to grow your own apple. So now you have a tree. You have every year, you will have apples. Now you're not going to hold one apple. So you have one apple trees. Wow, you think for one apple become one apple tree. That tree every year, hundreds of apples. You're amazing. You come out 100 different kind of things, right? You think it's good enough. No, that's still not high enough. Then some master not just give you one kind of apple tree. They give you whole apple farms, so which is all different variety of the apple. You have a Fuji apple, you have a, you know, Golden Delicious, you have all the different kind of apple, whatever would you want, whole farms of the apple. You think it's good, right? That's still not high enough. That's the other kind of master. They don't have an apple tree. They don't have apple farms. They have a magic. Because from the Qigong, it's a body, mind, spirit. Once you become a spirit, you are everything. When you become nothing, you are everything. So the master will teach you how to, from nothing, create something. Now look at the level. How different. From one apple to the apple tree, to the apple farm, and the phone. Nothing. Then everything, every time you make wishes, apple will front of you. So therefore, that kind of apple is from consciousness, from the invisible energy and the matter are interchangeable. So that's why we always use modern science the way we say energy and the matter are interchangeable. Have you seen someone can manipulate something, they can change something, they can create nothing become something. That's all about the levels of the master. So when you guys, the listeners, have a chance, one day you might one by one to meet someone, have that kind of skill. However, different skill the master will different skill the taste. They can see you, they can feel you, because they through you see themselves. You have to understand this. You are the mirror of the master, because they see something of themselves. So you gotta be show something. You are so unique, right? So you, if you have a chance, you have to be yourself. So the whole Qigong practice is to discover yourself. As we often heard this way, when the day you discover yourself, the day you meet God. The day you discover yourself, the day you become natural. See, all is the same, just a different language. But Qigong is the path, can help you, and will help you discover who you are. But, you have to do the work. You have to build a relationship with the master. Because we say that Qigong has many different types of the things, and the most Qigong what we see as the Qigong today on the market is based on the movement. So once based on the movement, you need someone to guide you, to change, to cultivate, to polish it, to continue. If something wrong, you never reach the top, because it's all about the energy, all about the from visible connect to the invisible. So always have a different levels processing. So first, you have to pull through the body to process the qi. From the qi, practice qi, become emptiness. From emptiness, become enlightened. So level change. feeling change, outcome change. So relationship between you and the master is very, very important. So if you cannot find someone, if you find that you don't like the master style, move immediately. Because you want someone care about you. You want someone can guide you. Often I tell my students at here, the first day they come here, I say, my job is to try to kick you out. They all get, they look at me, I say, I'm crazy. I say, yes, if I try to, you know, make you a petting you and tell you how good you are, then you never grow. My job is to try to tell you not good enough. So therefore, you will grow. Good always there, bad difficult to see. So you need someone to see, to help you to see. Right? To see is difficult. To look, everybody knows. So you can look, doesn't mean you can see. Can you open your eyes to see? Do you have a taste how to find something good? Some school good, some master's good. Right? One way we say, through the, your body, it's called the body never lie, experience. Second, the school. Right? If we say the Qigong practice is a body, mind, spirit, it's a consciousness, it's love, it's a connecting. So when you enter the school, you see other students, older students. What do they do for you? How do they get this? So Qigong is not just practice, it's daily life. If a daily life doesn't change, if a personality doesn't change, why you practice Qigong? Waste your time. Right? So you better find the simple, easier things and to do.
Wow, so Qigong is really far beyond an exercise program. Right? It's a system that changes our daily life, as you say. So how do people, if they cannot find an evolved master, can they begin by practicing with somebody? Is it that through their own cultivation, they'll develop a sense, they'll develop a taste?
Well, so you might follow someone, you feel good, and then you can to do something. Remember, all of this practice that has many levels. The most difficult part is a consciousness level. The most difficult to understand is a lineage level. It's the lineage, generation to generation. The generation of the generation cultivation, because when they cultivate, what do they cultivate together? Consciousness. So if they already have a result, if that generation has the result, then they will do something together. They will help you. Just like if I learned something, so I reached a certain level, one master said, hey, go to find the, you know, he or she, he will introduce me to the other master because that's the other master's specialty. But what's the difference? Difference is they are at the same principle, only different paths.
So the master doesn't try and hold on to the student if he sees
the good student. Good master never hold on. Only lousy master, which is the, I say the only master only have one apple, then they're still not going to hold on. They will find the one of the person and can pass this apple. Only someone hold on is they don't have an apple. They only have an apple picture.
Right.
So when the master, good master, put it this way, true master, they are dying to share their life, to find a good student. Do you know how difficult I say that for the master to find a good student? It's so difficult. It's very difficult. If they can find a good one, it's very difficult. But if you can be find it, then definitely it's lucky you. So here definitely associate with the luck. Then if you cannot find a good master, then that's the only one thing. When you're ready, master will show up, right? So you can learn from the book, you can learn from the DVD, you can learn from the internet. So how much you will can learn? You are difficult to learn the deep because they are only can go so far. You need a life. So therefore, DVD, all of these things, only can go to the limit level. Only limit level can go to the DVDs or books. But with person to person, in the class, the traditional way teaching, they might help you absorb the consciousness. It's a consciousness. Real learning is not just in the classroom. It's in the consciousness, in the after practice and the sit there talk, because that is the way how to share the consciousness, how to understand the real qi changes. I know that's a very difficult concept for most people, will never have a chance to understand. So therefore, I would recommend anyone, hey, watch a couple of Chinese, watch a couple of this about the culture movies. So you might get a sense, oh, that's the way. So one of the very important things, I said, anyone want to know the Qigong, please watch Kung Fu Panda number one. The one, first one, inside tell you so many things. Who is the master? What is the relationship? How much faith you are, at what level, all of these things, and the father's level, all of these relationship, everything is buried in the Kung Fu Panda. Very important. And to see how much you can see, how much you willing to learn all of these things.
So what we're really looking at is, in any Qigong practice, if we're looking for a traditional practice, is in developing the relationship with the master. And we'll find that through our own self-cultivation and using our intuition to see, is there a synergy? Is there an energetic connection between the student and the master? I guess it goes both ways, right?
It is a go to the both way, but the most important thing is it's a different thing. It's not a class. It's not a go to the university. You go to the PhD. You don't like this school. You can change. Right? There are not. It's a different kind of mind. You are intelligent. Doesn't mean useful in the Qigong practice. Intelligent IQ doesn't help at all at the Qigong practice. The more higher degree what you have, the more difficult to learn, because everything stuck in your mind. Qigong is a body. Body is beyond the mind. Right? It's intuitive mind. It's not a logical mind, rational mind. So you really need to think differently. So anyone have a chance to watch the called the I think it's called the Strange, Doctor Strange. Right? So that's the new movie come out, Dr. Strange, try to see that, and then you understand what kind of mind. He's a famous, he's a doctor. How much he can learn? Unless he drop the mind, then he can experience the truth. The truth is beyond the mind.
Wow, that's beautiful, Master Lu. Thank you. It's very touching, really, to see how we can use this practice to discover ourselves. There's many different levels of Qigong practice and many different types of Qigong masters, certainly. So thank you for sharing your life's wisdom with us. For our listeners, if you would like to learn a little bit more about Qigong practices, we do have a little more information on our website at tcmworld.org. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, Master Lu, so much.
Thank you for this opportunity. Bye.
Good night.